within 2 weeks, which is 80 hours of exercise, they had me off of all medication, no more blood pressure medicine. I was taking post-cancer medicine. The CPAP machine got put in the closet. I could sleep. I could breathe. The allergy medicine that I was taking daily for a long time. I lived on nasal spray 3 or 4 times a day because I couldn't breathe. My body was poisoned and toxic. It was kind of amazing.
Hi, it's Michael Sinoff here, and I'm the founder and developer of WeightedHands.com. I'm a busy professional, a husband, and a father of 2 young boys. I started making and using Weighted Hands because I wanted a way to burn a ton of calories in as little time as possible, but I didn't want to get injured doing it. I wanted to eat whatever I wanted without feeling hungry or deprived, and I wanted to be able to maintain my weight. I wanted a low-impact workout so I could save my knees for later. A workout that required no gym memberships, no stair climbers, no treadmills, no ellipticals. I wanted something that feels easy, but to get my heart rate high enough for ongoing conditioning. Well, you're in luck, because many of my buying customers have been using Heavy Hands for over 20 years, and they've been generous enough to share their personal stories with you. You'll hear me interview them on how they got started walking with Heavy Hand weights, what it did for their bodies, both in terms of musculature and weight reduction. You'll also learn about their favorite workouts, tips and tricks to burn the most amount of calories in the fastest time possible. So enjoy the interview. Now let's get going. Is Rob?
It is.
Well, how are you?
I'm good now that I'm home and settled down a little bit. It's been a busy day, a lot of miles.
You've had a tremendous success story from what I was reading about, from being on The Biggest Loser. How long ago was The Biggest Loser 17 episode? When did that end?
It ended in March of last year. It's been a year of experimentation, a year of getting my feet back on the ground, of stabilizing. As everybody who comes back immediately starts gaining a little bit of weight until they learn how to stabilize, and some never do, but it's just a lot of work. There's a lot of reasons for why that happens that are science, but we're learning, but there are ways to keep it under control. You just have to work a little bit harder than most people.
So before Biggest Loser, had you done any kind of exercise whatsoever? It was just a poor diet and a sedentary lifestyle?
I've been married 35 years, got married in 1982, and I mean, a really great diet. Was always eating very good, always ran, always worked out in the gym. And it's just when, I guess about the year 2000, I was maybe then about 30 pounds, 40 pounds overweight, but I was still in okay shape. A weekend warrior, maybe once during the week I'd work out. But in about the year 2000, when I started my business, my personality is I'll always be a 65-hour worker my whole life. That's just who I am. I've learned to accept that and try to find other ways to work around it and other ways to work smart. When I work out, I want to work out smart now, which is why I've chosen Heavy Hands to help with that, because it's just smart work.
When did you first learn about Heavy Hands?
Back in the early 80s when I got married. It was in the height of the aerobic revolution. You had the Jane Fondas, and a little bit later down the road, Denise Austin's, and the guys were fighting for survival there. Guys were still wanting to stay masculine and being in the gym, and I liked working out in the gym. And then I saw this older fella on TV with these strange-looking weights in his hands doing a little bit of aerobics, but it was weights. He was using weights. So that kind of pumped me up and got excited. I bought my first pair of Heavy Hands, I think, probably in 82. Mm-hmm. I just saw the theory behind it. It was pre-computer days, so you couldn't jump on Google and go research it and watch any more videos. But all I know is I saw it a number of times, and it just really got my attention. I went out and found them at a sporting goods store.
So what'd you buy? Did you buy just the handles, or did you buy the whole set of weights? What'd you end up getting? Do you remember?
I thought I had multiple weights. What I ended up with over these years is just the complete 3-pound set. I've got the red handles, the AMS stamped handles, and the black weights, and they say 3 pounds on them. They feel like 3 pounds completely, yeah, total.
So when you got them, what did you do? Did you start walking with them? How consistent were you with them? Did you get any kind of results from them? What did you notice?
Honestly, I didn't use them with enough intent to probably get any data on it. I did use them when I ran, though. I was running, and at one time, you know, I was trying to train probably in 86, 87. I thought I would do some mini triathlons, and I started training for all that and doing some running, and I ran with them then. I didn't do the motions and the skiing type motion with them back then, but I just held them and I would box. And I'd do a little Rocky Balboa going down the street and always played with them a little bit, ran with them a couple times when I started exercising because it just made sense. I've always been one who wanted to work as many body parts at one time as I can. I am a worker. I love to work. And if I have to do exercise, it's always something I had to do for a long time. Today, I enjoy it quite more than I ever have. But at those times, it was just something you had to do.
Would you say that your trainers and the help and the assistance you received on the show was second to none? How would you rate their knowledge and their training on exercise physiology?
Having never worked with a trainer before, I think they have a very efficient way of getting things done. My trainer was Jen Wiederstrom when I started, and she just kind of breathed hope into me and brought me along. I did not think. I mean, when you take a body that's 326 pounds and you start asking it to exercise 7 and 8 hours a day, it rebels. It doesn't want to get up the next morning, and you partly just get up and hobble back to the gym for the first few days, and you have excellent trainers and people who watch what's going on the whole time, watch you for injuries. I found it to be probably the most amazing thing I've ever experienced. After a week or two, guess what? It works, and the soreness does go away, and you can walk freely, and you can start to jog a little bit, and your muscles are getting stronger, and wow, squats. I never could squat, and even at the point when I went in, I don't think I could squat. I could barely bend over and touch my toes.
What was your darkest hour on the show?
My darkest hour on the show was when we sat in a morgue, and Dr. Huizenga held up a card with a date on it, which is about 5 years from today, and said, what are you doing on this date? Statistics are showing this is the day you will die if you don't change something drastically. I thank Biggest Loser and NBC and for spending all the care they did to get me on the show and all the medical tests, and, you know, that has to all go through the doctors and the lawyers and everything. And from what I heard, it, a lot of people didn't want me on the show. And Dr. Huizenga fought for me and some others and said, this is exactly why we exist, to help people like this. They found 3 heart blockages in all their tests, and I guess it wouldn't be a really good thing if someone had a heart attack on the show. But they fought for me within 2 weeks. Which is 80 hours of exercise. They had me off of all medication, no more blood pressure medicine. I was taking post-cancer medicine. The CPAP machine got put in the closet. I could sleep. I could breathe. The allergy medicine that I was taking daily for a long time. I lived on nasal sprays 3 or 4 times a day because I couldn't breathe. My body was poisoned and toxic. It was kind of amazing.
Where do you think the real problem with obesity is as far as the types of foods?
Research today is much different than it was even 20 years ago. It's pretty much an accepted fact today that sugar is our real enemy in everything, and that a lot of unhealthy carbs turn straight into sugar, and sugar spikes your insulin, and insulin stores fat, and there's the cycle.
Did they explain that to you when you got there at camp?
They did. And it's not that I hadn't heard it before, but I was finally listening. And I guess I never could have imagined that all of the things and the physical ailments I was experiencing were all because I ate a lot of bread and potatoes and starchy foods and probably 3 times the quantities that I should have eaten them. But today I tend to be more toward a paleo ketogenic type diet. I'm not down there at 20, 25 carbs. But I don't eat very many carbs at all. That includes fruit. I even find today that if I eat a piece of bread, instantly my head stuffs up.
Do you test to see if you're in ketosis?
I did for a long time. I've always had a hard time getting in ketosis. Even years ago, I did a lot of fasting and doing that. My father at one time owned some diet clinics, and that's where I learned about ketosis, and I've starved myself to the point before where I was in ketosis. But some people have a harder time getting into ketosis, and a lot of times it's the hidden carbs that we don't see in our foods. If you eat out, it's almost impossible to get in ketosis.
One of the biggest negatives I've heard about ketosis is keto breath, like a bad breath. Have you found or known of any kind of solution for that?
I guess it's like any detoxification type process that comes early on in the process, as well as some people experience like a keto flu and a tiredness and an illness, but that goes away once your body becomes keto adaptive and you just feel better than you ever felt in your life. part of the reason I tend that way right now, it's not because I'm afraid of getting fat again. Part of it is I know that it's the absolute best way to eat to prevent cancer from being in your body. I've had 2 cancer operations now, and I have no cancer in my body, the best that we can tell, but I'm going to do the best that I can. If I get cancer again, it's not because of something I put in my mouth.
How were you diagnosed with your cancer?
It was a PSA first. That was for an insurance exam and a little bit high. And then I just started watching it. And over a couple of years, I just watched it climb. And then it started to climb really fast. And had a couple of biopsies and couldn't find anything. So we caught it so early that I was very fortunate to be able to have 2 operations within a year and get it all taken care of with a couple of different methods. But today I'm doing really, really well. I'm a new man. I got a new life, and I'm not on any medication, and I eat really, really well. I prep food every day. I take food with me. I don't eat at fast food restaurants, but on occasion, if I eat out, it's usually at like a supermarket that has a salad bar.
What was your biggest weakness when it came to food?
Probably more in the breads and the potato things, but to me, food was more of a numbing agent to soothe emotions. When I was that stressed, in this 8-year period of time where my business was tornadoed, I lost a lot of money in 5 minutes, and I borrowed more money, rebuilt, the economy went down, my son went on drugs and is working still today on getting clean. My best friend and mentor in life fell on his head and died. It was 8 years of just absolutely just trying to survive everything in life, trying to keep it together, keep a business, pay the bills, keep from losing everything. The pressure was there, and I would find myself in a drive-thru restaurant line and not even know that I got there. I would say, whoa, it's like waking up and saying, why am I here?
You're listening to an interview on Michael Senoff's weightedhands.com. Can you give the listeners your daughter's or your Facebook page so they can check out some of the posts on there?
Mine is my name. It's Rob Kidney. I have a Rob Kidney BL17 site, but mostly everybody finds me on Rob Kidney. And my daughter is Sarah Gilbert. She was one of the big social media stars of the show. She's probably got 35,000 fans and has helped people lose millions of pounds on diet bets.
And her page is The Flourish Movement. If you go to Facebook and you type in The Flourish Movement, you'll find her page. That's wonderful. So we talked about low carbs. You're more on a ketogenic diet, higher protein, very few carbs. But when you were exercising 7 to 8 hours a day on The Biggest Loser, what kind of carb intake were you ingesting during that point of the show?
We were totally eating balanced diet. There were vegetables and greens every time you ate, and you did fix your own foods. No one cooks for you, and no one says you have to eat this or you have to eat this. So you're on your own. Your nutritionist comes in, shows you how to prepare a lot of really good stuff, and then you fight for space at the stove in the kitchen and in between workouts and make your food. But there was spinach or greens on every plate, always 5 or 6 ounces of protein. Sometimes 7, because we were exercising so much, probably survived on a little less than 2,000 calories, so we weren't starving ourselves. No, we ate really well.
On that show, were y'all hooked up with the monitors where you could calculate how many calories you burned during your exercise?
Yes, we could. One of our sponsors was Garmin, and I've bought several Garmin since, and that's kind of where I'm heading with Heavy Hands, is I'm tracking my workouts with Heavy Hands so that I see how much time I spend in each zone, how many minutes. My workout the other day, I just looked it up before I called you. I spent 56% of my time in zone 4 and zone 5. That's 140 beats up to my max almost.
Talk about your Heavy Hand workout. What are you finding is working for you or that you're trying to accomplish with them?
Again, I'm going to find what burns the most for me. In an hour, I work out for 59 to 60 minutes is usually my workout. I probably burn a lot less calories than most people in there. That's just one of the things that happen to our metabolisms. And I'll burn 650 calories at an intensity level that most people don't usually get to. So I do high intensity interval training with the Heavy Hands. I have a well-defined route that I know this route, and I'll run at a real good clip in a zone for 2 minutes. I'll slow back down. I watch my heart rate the whole time. I'll come back down. I never get back into zone 2 once I get going, but I'll get down to about 125, 130 on my heartbeat, and my max is about 170. Then I push it back up for short periods of time, like a Tabata workout where I'll do 20 seconds just full out, pumping the Heavy Hands hard and walking as fast as I possibly can. then I'll slow back down and I'll let my heart rate go up and down. So I'm looking at all the data, and probably in a good month from now, I'll have a lot more solid facts and know what I like. But my other workout is just a normal heavy hands walk. I start off, and my body takes a long time to really warm up, believe it or not. My first mile is about a 17-minute mile with 7 pounds, I guess, in each hand.
How high are you pumping them? Just kind of to shoulder level?
Different levels for different zones. I spend most of my time shoulder level or higher. I do have times where I do some presses. I'll do some curls, kind of like different intervals. I'll do presses, curls, some boxing, short, tight boxing, keeping the motions within 4 or 5 inches in front of my chest to not throw off my balance or my stride.
So doing that, walking at a 17-mile pace, doing the different arm movements, does that get you into zone?
It takes almost a mile for me to get from 55, my wake-up heart rate, to about 110, 112. And once I get to that point and everything wakes up and functions, I climb really quick and I stay high the rest of the time. So my second mile is a 16-minute mile, and my third mile is usually a 15-minute mile.
So by the time you get into your second and third and fourth mile, are you close to your maximum? Where are you at?
When I start zone two, I'm in probably upper threes. Moving into zone four, I'm probably about 135, 140. And then I start my intervals. When I hit mile three, that's when I begin my boxing. I guess I could say I pick up the pace a little bit between a walk and even a slight jog. I know we're supposed to be walking most of the time, but I pick it up at different times. And I'll even stop and hold the heavy hands still for a moment and do a quick little sprint if I have to, but just watching my heart rate the whole time. But by the time that whole third mile is up there, usually in upper zone four and zone five. Zone five was my highest zone in my workout the other day. I did 32% or 19 minutes in zone five, 14 minutes in zone four, 12 minutes in zone three. But I really go by how I feel. That's the ultimate everything. I know when I'm pushing my body. I know when I've had too much.
How do you know when you've had too much?
When I have too much, my breathing becomes a little restricted and tight in my chest. But again, I push at a very high intensity. That's just the way I work.
So what's the strategy? You mentioned Tabata. Okay, I know a little bit about high-intensity interval training. Maybe this is on your high-intensity day. You go super hard, and then after your intense workout, doing repetitions, rest, repetitions, rest, then you're burning calories and fat at an alarming rate for up to 24 hours after. Is that your strategy on those days?
That's my goal, and that's my aim. Where I'm at totally right now is I'm in kind of a maintenance mode, and I'm trying harder to lose the weight, so I'm trying a little bit of everything, especially with diet and then with workouts.
How many pounds up are you since your lowest on the Biggest Loser?
Well, probably the day after Biggest Loser, I gained probably 6 or 7 pounds.
So your body wants to get fat again, and you're fighting to keep it down where you were. I know, I've seen research that with all this exercise, your metabolism slows down. Did you ever do any kind of measurements on your basal metabolic rate before you started the show and then compared it to today?
No, I did not. They did that, and they probably have that figure from when we first started.
You don't want to gain all that weight back, and you're trying to do everything you can to fight to get down to where you were to keep it off. I mean, what have you found that really helps or works?
I'm just very happy at this point to be able to maintain. That is a real goal for me, and that was like phase one. Let's stabilize and let's gain. So I've been able to maintain within 2 or 3 pounds. I can go on a Friday night, and if I had some French fries at Chick-fil-A or something and ate a little bit of bread or a couple pieces of pizza and wake up 5 pounds heavier the next morning.
That would happen?
Yes, it does happen now, even over a weekend. But that's not so much because of what's happened to my metabolism. That's because of the ketogenic diet that I usually eat. My body's not trained to take all those carbs in, and there's always an adjustment period when you come out of it, start eating carbs again. Yeah, it is my metabolism because I'm training my metabolism every day, whether I'm not eating carbs or what.
So with all the contestants on The Biggest Loser, you hear you never see reunion shows because everyone's gained all the weight back. Is that true?
I've got some real champions out there who are real good friends of mine, and those are the ones that I'm really keen on, the people who have kept it off. Now, being 58, I have a little bit of a deficit there already, but working out is now my hobby. I have no other hobbies or anything that I do. I work out. I'm going to stay that way. I love the way I feel. And to me, everything in the world is worth it.
No, well, you're an inspiration. Look, you've done it. You've done the work, and maintaining it certainly should be a lot less stressful than getting the weight off. And I know myself, personally, I'm always trying to control my weight, and Heavy Hands has been an amazing tool to do that without beating up your body.
It is phenomenal, and there are so many variables that you can use with your Heavy Hands, from the duration and the time that you work out, from the path and the tracks that you take, and what you do with your hands. It's limitless. But the whole principle of working all your body at one time is just me. That's it. They said we would have to work out about 9 hours a week of intense workout to maintain our body, to maintain our loss. And nobody really can do 9 hours a week that I know of with work and everything else. So I found a way to maintain with 4 or 5 hours of exercise a week. And I like where I'm at, and I'm going to tweak it a little bit more. But I love my Heavy Hands, and people look at you when you're going on the road. What's he doing, man? He's intense. And it's because I am intense. I've never been the guy to go at the gym and sit on the treadmill day after and do the same thing over and over again. It's springtime here. You don't know how antsy I was to get out because I don't walk in cold weather. I was waiting for this weather to break. It broke, and I went 5 days in a row straight. I could not wait to get off the Biggest Loser Ranch to get back here and find my Heavy Hand. There was apparent after 3 months even that first few weeks we would have 5,000-6,000 calorie burns a day. And after 3 months and starting to get into shape, that quickly goes down to 3,000 burns a day, 3,000 calories, which is I would give my left arm for right now.
Well, when you lose all that weight and you're dropping weight, you got less mass to burn the calories. That's one problem. And
that's
your body
correct.
Just gets more and more efficient.
But I would pick up 5-pound dumbbells and try to run with them and walk with them around campus at the Biggest Loser, and just because I can't wait till I can find these Heavy Hands, because you can't grip those things and go for very long.
That's right. It's hard. Now, you told me you had a little bit of a shoulder injury. I said, how's the Heavy Hands going? You said you either injured your back or your shoulder. What happened?
Actually, it's a forearm thing. And again, it's the same situation as I have with the knees. It's muscles that don't get exercised and don't get worked out as well. And when that happens, I can get out there. If I hold the Heavy Hands in an outward motion sometimes, I'll feel a twinge in my forearm. But I've kind of worked that out now that I've done a lot of wrist curls and tried to get it going. My injury came from, like everything else I have, working too intensely too quick. So if you ease into everything and do it right, your body has the ability to grow with you and catch up.
What advice would you give to someone who's considering an exercise program with Heavy Hands? What fatherly or expert advice would you tell them before they start, and what kind of encouragement would you give them? And
again, I like that you said fatherly advice. Now, this is coming from the wisdom of the ages. Why, to me, go out and do a whole lot of exercises, and I'm trying not to say names and things, and certain types of physical activities which are jarring and going to hurt your body? And I know people love to run, but when you can walk really hard and exercise your whole body at one time, and I burn so many more calories when I'm doing Heavy Hands, and nothing's going to get hurt. I know that when I'm done, I'm going to be worked out. I've taken care of my body, but I've pushed it to a level that I bet most of the people even doing CrossFit today can't get to. I love these workouts, and I'll tell people just don't waste your time on a treadmill being slow. There's that kind of a person who needs to be encouraged a little bit to push it a little bit and go a little bit more. Heavy Hands is perfect to take you to the next level. It's perfect to get you into any kind of physical shape. And to the person who, I don't call myself a seasoned athlete, but I guess I am. I've worked out a lot of hours in the last year, and it's proven in my body to pay dividends. But even for a seasoned person, you can go to even the next level after that. There's no end with Heavy Hands. But just use it, make it your own, like diet and nutrition and everything else. You can find something that works absolutely perfect for you. One of my favorites is stopping, and still I do intervals with push-ups and squats, put the Heavy Hands down and do some intervals and get back up and go again.
Well, this has been fascinating, and I'm really happy and proud to have you share your story and your experience with The Biggest Loser and your weight loss success and your struggles trying to maintain it. It's very real and relatable to anyone who's battling with losing weight and maintaining their weight. And I thank you for sharing that with all of our Heavy Hands and Weighted Hands listeners.
Thank you so much. I'll be happy to help anybody at any time that I can. That's what this is all about, passing it on to others. And I thank you for helping me out and helping me find these new hand grips, which are fantastic. Oh, they're beautiful. Anyway, thank you for your time. Thank you for having me.
All right, Rob.
Appreciate it.
For more great interviews like this, go to Michael Senoff's weightedhands.com.